There's the full-time whistle. It has finished here in Brewster Park in Enniskillen, and it is Tyrone who are going to the Ulster final. They have defeated Donegal here this afternoon to progress to the provincial decider on a final scoreline of 22 points to 114. And Donegal really struggled in this game when they lost Michael Murphy in the first half to a yellow card and a black card. And I suppose really in the overall picture of things, Tyrone very much deserving of this one today to progress through to the final. Brendan Kilcoyne, but I suppose when we lost Michael Murphy, Donegal sort of struggled, so they did.
Yeah, undoubtedly, you know, Tyrone were deserving victors today and really dominated the second half. When you take out the Keelan McGonigal goal out of it, they played controlled football. They were able to suck Donegal in, and they'd look to have space upstairs to, or up front, to be able to get their scores very simply. I think Owen Bann had a powerful second half and kept trying to drive Donegal back into the match, but you have to question, you know, Donegal were still well in the game when Michael Langan had that free kick, and you know it was so important to see that tail wide. And then the game maybe was gone when Patrick kicked the one wide, but they needed to be converting every opportunity that they had in that second half. They tried manfully to stay in the game, but you have to say Tyrone are the better team and deserve to come through by the 6 points that they did in the end, Oisín.
Yeah, so the story of the game here at Brewster Park, by the time we hit the water break on 20 minutes, it was very much even enough. 5 points apiece, with the likes of Darren McCurry stepping up with two for Tyrone. And at that stage, Donegal had five different scores, and Brennan O'Donnell, Langan, Mogan, and Michael Murphy. But then that second quarter, there was a lot of things happening. McCurry added a score. McGeary, who was very, very good for Tyrone in that opening half, scoring 3 points. He was excellent for them, and it was sort of point apiece. But then we had the sending off of Michael Murphy. Two quick cards. He had got a yellow, and that followed a black, and then that went red card. So he went to the line, and Donegal were down to 14 men. And at half time, it was sitting at 9 points to eight. Tyrone, of course, with a 1 point advantage at the break into the second half. Two early scores from Sludden and McCann, then had Tyrone leading by 11 points to 8. And Donegal really were in the game in the opening couple of minutes of that second half, only for the goal from Keelan McGonigal, which tied up the game. And Donegal sort of kept pace with Tyrone throughout that second half. And yes, when we got to the second water break in the game on 18 minutes, there was just a point between them. Conor McKenna, who came in for the second half, he kicked over his first score, which meant it 16 points to 112. And then McGeary got a black card in the game as well in the closing stages. It was 14 men apiece on the pitch, and you were thinking maybe Donegal might be able to close down this gap. Michael Langan had a real, real opportunity to do that, but his effort went to the left and wide. And then really after that, Tyrone, they went on to kick the remaining scores in the tie. Cal McShane came in as a substitute and got one. Tiernan McCann had a really good game, got a couple, a really good second half coming in as a second half substitute. McCarry and Sludden also getting. McCurry scoring 7 points today for Tyrone. But it is Donegal's championship journey that unfortunately comes to an end at the semi-final stage. It was a gallant effort. Three games in the championship. They had a tough day against Derry, but were able to come through in the closing minutes with a Patrick McBurney score. But they just couldn't find that in the closing stages here, Brendan Kilcoyne.
Absolutely not, no. And you know, again, we go back to the control that Tyrone exerted on the game in the second half. And you also look at the Donegal team that finished on the field. Like, we only finished with three natural defenders on the field, who were Paul Brennan, Steve McMenamin, and Brendan McCall. Brendan McCall went back to Mark Darren Curry in the second half, and that freed up Owen Bann, who did drive forward on every occasion that he got. But listen, at the end of the day, some days you have to put your hand up and say you were bet by a better team, and I felt Tyrone were the better team today, notwithstanding the fact that Donegal lost their two most experienced campaigners in Niamh McGee and Michael Murphy in the first half.
We'll bring in Martin McHugh, who was here in the press area watching as well. And I suppose, Martin, how do you sum that one up? Listen, when we lost our captain, Michael Murphy, we tried to get back into it. We nearly got there, but in reflection, maybe the better team won.
Yeah, the better team won in the end up. There's no doubt about it. The better team won. But if we'd have scored the penalty, we were 5 points up. It was a completely different game. And then we ended up losing Michael Murphy after that, you know, with the second black card and getting sent off for a straight red. But I think looking at it, you know, people will say, I think Mickey Hart even said in studio the day that it didn't matter to him the next man. But it normally wouldn't matter in Donegal, but it did the day with the heat that was out there. But I thought we didn't get our men off the bench early enough. I thought Paul Paul Brennan had a big game when he went in, but we didn't have him on early enough. We needed fresh legs on the field, and you know, maybe Jason McGee even to put him in there at the stage. You know, Owen McHugh would have a lot of pace, went in very late. But look at these boys owe Donegal nothing and everything else, but it was probably was a game that was there for us at a stage, you know, in the end of it. And suppose we look at it last year, Megan Murphy coming off the bench, Oisín made a massive difference and probably lifted us to get over the line. Today we lost him when he started the game. He started, we ended up losing him at that stage. I think the first tackle, you know, it was awkward more than anything else. The first tackle, second tackle, he just didn't get there in time, in my mind. And just suppose he hasn't a lot of training behind him and everything else, and he just got caught. That sharpness wasn't there, and he owes nothing. But the penalty, he hit the penalty really well. He actually hit it too well. It was a penalty he was hit too well and ended up hitting the post.
Yeah. From a Tyrone point of view, you'll be delighted with this result, Martin. And the Ulster Championship in recent years, Donegal have had the better of them. But this is a big result for the new management team of Fergal Logan and Brian Duher.
Yeah, and it took them a long time to get together. But I thought the league game, Oisín, we were doing the league game up in Tyrone. I thought Tyrone should have won that game. They were the better side. And they're definitely improving. Conor McKenna, even though he made two silly mistakes when he came on, but he still ended up playing well after that, you know. Cal McShane's on the field. They probably have a very strong panel of players now, and them and Monaghan will be a big battle in the final. But yeah, they were the better, you know, they were the better side. I mean, if the send-off hadn't happened and everything else, it would have gone down to the wire, and it would have been a great game of football. I mean, it did spoil the well. Donegal stayed in the game with the goal the second half, kept them in the game. But on the second half performance, you know, you have to say that that Tyrone were the better side, and I think they'll win the final as well. I think they'll be too good for Monaghan. I think they're getting it right together at the right time.
Okay, Martin, thanks for joining us. Martin McHugh there with his thoughts on the game. So we'll leave the closing thoughts to you, Brendan Kilcoyne. And from a Donegal point of view, it's been a disappointing day. But it's Tyrone who have come out victorious and real contenders now for Ulster.
Oh, well, 100%, they're massive contenders for Ulster. Not, but you know, you can't write Monaghan off either. But I think Tyrone will be favourites going into that final. I think the players coming back fit at the right time. We saw Cathal McShane entering the fray again today. They have Derek Canavan to come back into the team, who really is a top player and makes their forward line tick. I thought Ciarán McGarry was superb today, like particularly in the first half. He really controlled the game and got three massive points for Tyrone. So they seem to be in a mighty place at the minute. They'll get great momentum from winning this game today, so they'll suck great energy out of it, because you know Tyrone or Donegal are their big rivals over the last number of years, so they'll be leaving with a massively positive frame of mind going into the final in a couple of weeks time. But it'll be an interesting final, so will Tyrone Monaghan be an interesting final. From a Donegal point of view, listen, there was a lot to, you know, there's a lot to be hopeful about, kind of thing, but at the end of the day they just weren't good enough to get over the line today, and the loss of the two influential players that we mentioned before in the first half was too much to handle, I think, on the day.